The form he floats an image, man nor shade, shade more than man, more image than a shade. For had his bobbin bound in mummy cloth, may unwind the winding path. A mouth that has no moisture and no breath, breathless mouths may summon. I hail the superhuman, I call it death in life and life and death. That's Yeats about that here. And it was a poem that was running through my head at the time, and so I called it Byzantium. And I just felt it's a rather fine poem. And I just felt that the clown deserved it. That time in 55, Paul Hill and I were going up to Poison Glen and trying to make roots at Hornhead. On the way up, we heard there were some of the northern crowd who had opened up Long Loch Bear Shade going to be up there that weekend. So we went up, decided to go, Paul and I, on my motorbike up to Loch Bear Shade. And I think we rode the motorbike most of the way up to where the lake is. They were trying at that stage, they hadn't succeeded in getting up the main face. And so I decided to try it. I think it was the first significant route, but the others were, there were quite a number of climbs had been done up there by the northern section, but they were all quite short ones. I had trichonies with me, and it's the only time I actually used those trichonies in anger. I saw what looked like a plausible route at the left-hand side of that face. It was a series of cracks running the extreme left-hand side of that face, with a significant amount of vegetation, and it struck me that the trichonies would be perfect for that. So in fact I climbed out of, I think it's five pitches I quoted in the guidebook, so I climbed four out of the five pitches in the trichonies. I remember a first corner with vegetation, but all the vegetation had been, yeah, I must have just kicked my way up the vegetation. I felt quite comfortable in boots, and I never was a good climber in boots, but I felt quite comfortable in my trousers. And it was only when I got up to the start of the easier stuff that I felt I had to change into the others. And it went grand. You didn't even find it hard. But now that's regarded as the serious part of the climb, I gather, because it's cleaned up and it's much harder than when I did it. And those are the hard pitches. In the final bit, as I did it in the cracks, whereas the final pitch I thought was rather serious. And I thought I'd been downgraded to 4A. So when I got to the start of it, it was pitch 5. When I got to the start of pitch 5, I in fact got out of the boots and went into tennis shoes. The move across the slab seemed to me to be quite hard. And then you got into this overhanging crack, which was filled with vegetation. In the tennis shoes, the overhanging crack wasn't as much as I liked. And then at the top, then when I escaped out of it to around the top of the crack and up relatively easy went to the top.